Engaging the Future started a few months ago with a presentation from an Apple representative about teaching with technology. Since then, a group of school staff has been meeting to come up with a plan, which they presented at the last school board meeting. The plan includes one-to-one laptops or iPads for all grades, which would cost about $120,000, and a technology specialist to guide teachers in using that tech for learning. But some school board members are hesitant about one-to-one. Here's Lisa Schwartz.
How is this going to look on a daily basis in a classroom? Instead of the kids reading a book when they have free time, are they going to be playing games on their iPad as a reward for some of the kids, and the other kids get them taken away because so they behave? I mean, how is this supposed to look?
School board member Brian Clay said he has heard from five different parents who said they would pull their children from school if one-to-one laptops and iPads are implemented.
They are worried that their kids are going to walk in at 8 o'clock or whenever school starts, and they're going to have a computer in front of their face till 3 o'clock.
First grade teacher Sophia Armstrong was one of a couple teachers at the meeting who advocated for one-to-one. She gave this example of how she'd like to use iPads in the classroom.
For math, I split my kids into two groups because I have some kids that are ready for multiplication and some kids that still are having a hard time telling 15 from 50. So I've split them up. Half go to the computer lab and do fast forward, half stay with me, and then we switch. And that works really well, but I'm like, there's a math program called MathWiz that tutors them at their level. I would much rather that 30 minutes be on a program that's helping them with math at their level that they can then move forward. I mean, that's where it's like there's more flexibility.
Right now, high school students already have one-to-one, but the rest of the grades have to share laptops and iPads between classrooms. Principal Cheryl Stickler says she's seen technology used in inspiring ways, like helping a nonverbal student with interaction. She says without one-to-one, some students are deprived of opportunity.
We live in the 21st century. Our students are growing up in a world, in a digital world. We are doing our students a sincere disservice by not giving them certain access. They deserve certain access.
At a recent accreditation visit, Haynes School scored well in most areas, but a couple scores were lower than the rest, including the technology score and the student-driven learning score. Superintendent Ginger Jewell thinks more technology and more effective teaching using tech will help the school improve in those two areas.
And I think that it says something when I'm informed of students who are currently in middle grades who are talking about dropping out as a middle grader because they are so disengaged with school.
Some school board members suggested rolling out one-to-one tech in the middle grades before extending it through elementary. The board asked administration to come up with a few options to choose from. Here's Schwartz.
You know, when I look at the whole picture of the technology, it's not all or nothing, I guess, is how I'm starting to feel about it.
The board also gave informal approval for a Title IIA grant-funded technology specialist position. That person wouldn't work with students, but with teachers, to train them in using classroom technology in innovative ways. The school board will revisit the question of how much money to spend on new technology at a May 7th workshop. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.